Murtaza Mutahhari was born in 1920 to a religious family in Fatiman in the Khorasan province. He studied under the tutelage of such great masters as Grand Ayatollah Brujerdi, Imam Khomeini, and Allama Tabatabai. In addition to being a unique cultural and scholarly figure, Mr. Mutahhari was an effective, committed thinker and a master educator of our society. He played an invaluable role in educating the public and shaping their collective psyche to start the Islamic Revolution. Mutahhari was a master educator who, in the course of his prolific life, produced many written works, recording lectures and treatises. His mastery of various disciplines is reminiscent of such luminaries as Farabi and Khwaja Nasiruddin Tusi. Mutahhari had an excellent command of Nahjul Balagha and meticulously practiced the guidelines set out by Imam Ali in that collection of reports and letters. He was immensely fond of Nahjul Balagha and recited various parts of it frequently. He believed that Islam recognizes both society and the individual in a consistent manner, neither encroaching on the other. His firm, uncompromising approach to social justice points to his profound social conscience. He adamantly maintained that injustice leads to such social problems as depravity, psychological problems, simmering unresolved anger, cynicism, rank poverty, and finally sudden outbursts of public opposition. Murtaza Mutahhari was martyred at 62 by a deranged fanatic as he was walking home at about midnight on April 30th, 1979.
In the last or the 29th verse of chapter Fat in the Holy Quran, Muhammad, the messenger of Allah, and those with him are hard against the disbelievers and merciful among themselves. In this verse, harsh behavior is permitted only in dealing with atheist disbelievers who understand no other language, say the language of force. Except them, all human beings deserve to be treated with Islamic lenience and benevolence, while the pious believers and Muslims should be treated most kindly and benevolently. Such lenience and fine behavior in dealing with human beings is not limited to Muslims alone. The followers of all divine faiths are fully respected by Muslims. The followers of Prophet Muhammad therefore treat each other more kindly than any other group. No move contrary to brotherhood is seen among them. So if Islam has conquered the hearts of various nations, secured its foothold over vast horizons, attained the highest peaks of piety, it is only due to such humane Islamic norms. Referring to this point, renowned Orientalist Gustav Lobon writes, "It is quite sorrowful for the followers of Jesus Christ that religious tolerance, that is part of the rules of benevolence among all nations and civil societies, has been taught to the Christians by Muslims. It has exactly been this lenience and high degree of tolerance that assisted Islamic orators in attracting the hearts and minds of non-believers to Islam and to provide for the expansion of the Islamic world. Had it not been thanks to Islamic tolerance, the world outside Arabia would have never embraced Islam so wholeheartedly.